Hey there, digital dwellers. This is Rachel Carter, your friendly guide through the wild world of screen time insanity. Ever feel like you're constantly glued to your phone, scrolling endlessly through social media, or just can't seem to escape that nagging feeling that you should be checking emails, even when you really shouldn't? Well, trust me, you're not alone. In today's hyper-connected world, it's more important than ever to set some healthy boundaries with our digital lives. That's what we're diving into today, digital boundaries. Establishing limits for a healthier online presence. Because let's face it, sometimes unplugging isn't just a suggestion, it's a necessity. So buckle up, grab your favourite beverage, maybe something non-digital. I'm looking at you, kombucha. And get ready to explore some actionable tips for reclaiming your time and sanity. First things first, let's talk about why digital boundaries are so crucial. Think of it like this. You wouldn't leave your front door wide open all day, right? It feels inviting at first, but then you're constantly dealing with unwanted visitors, messes, and a general lack of privacy. Our phones and computers can feel the same way. Without boundaries, we become susceptible to constant notifications, endless scrolling, and that sneaky feeling of FOMO, fear of missing out, that can leave us feeling overwhelmed and depleted. It's like being stuck on a runaway digital roller coaster, exhilarating at first, but ultimately exhausting and potentially harmful. Now, let's get into the juicy stuff. 5 key takeaways for establishing these all-important digital boundaries. Number 1. Define your why. Before you start setting limits, take some time to reflect on your motivations. Why do you want to create boundaries? Is it to reduce stress, improve your sleep, have more quality time with loved ones, or simply reclaim control over your attention? Understanding your why will keep you motivated when things get tough and help you stay focused on the bigger picture. Number 2. Audit your apps. Take stock of the apps on your phone and computer. Which ones are truly serving you? Which ones are just sucking up your time and energy without adding much value? Be honest with yourself sometimes. Deleting a few unnecessary apps can be the best digital detox you'll ever have. Number 3. Schedule tech-free zones. Designate specific times and places where technology is off-limits. This could be during meals, family time, before bed, or even just for an hour each day to dedicate to non-screen activity like reading, exercising, or simply enjoying the outdoors. Remember, your brain needs a break from the constant stimulation. Number 4. Turn off those pesky notifications. Seriously, how many times have you been pulled away from something important because of a notification? Disable unnecessary notifications and create specific times when you'll check emails and messages instead of constantly reacting to them. This will help you regain control over your time and attention. Number 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, establishing digital boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you slip up. That's totally okay. The important thing is to keep learning, adjusting, and finding what works best for you. Celebrate your successes, learn from your setbacks, and remember that you're in control of your digital destiny. Speaking of real-world examples, let me share a story with you. Last week, I was at a coffee shop working on my laptop when I noticed this woman sitting across from me, completely absorbed in her phone. She was scrolling, tapping, and occasionally muttering to herself the classic signs of digital overload. Then something interesting happened. She took a deep breath, closed her laptop, and pulled out a book instead. For the next hour, she was engrossed in reading, taking notes, and enjoying the quiet atmosphere of the cafe. You could practically see the tension melting away from her shoulders. That moment reminded me that it's okay to step away from the digital world and embrace other enriching experiences. Sometimes, the most satisfying moments come from disconnecting and truly being present in the moment. So remember, you don't have to be a tech wizard or a productivity guru to establish healthy digital boundaries. Start small, experiment with different strategies, and find what works best for you. Remember your why, prioritize your well-being, and embrace the power of disconnection. The world is waiting, go explore it, both online and offline. Ready to take charge of your digital life? Share this episode with a friend who could use some tech detox tips, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media using #DigitalPoisonPodcast. I can't wait to hear your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, keep it real, keep it balanced, and keep those boundaries strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.